It is noon and time for Radio Rotary, and Scott is here. He's got quite an entourage today. Presidential Brainiac is on the way. Oh, man, everything. All on Radio Rotary, yes. Are you ready?
We're ready to go.
Okay.
That's right. This is your host, Rotarian Scott Meyer, speaking to you from New York's beautiful Hudson Valley in Rotary District 7210. Remember to visit our website where you can download past radio shows at www.rotarydistrict7210.org. You know, today we have a very fascinating show. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people in this room, and they're wonderful people, and I'm going to find out more about them. So this is something that's going to be exciting to see. So the first person up, we have a group of, how many do we have? Four people from Skills USA, and that's S-K-I-L-L, small s, USA. And that they're Michael Kelly, Sharon Myers, Heather Lowen, and Tori Rose. Two of them are students in the BOCES program, both go to Roosevelt, and the other two members of the group are their advisors. And you've graduated, both of you, right, from high school? And BOCES, too. So they're gone on, and now they're come back to be advisors. So first of all, we're going to find out, we're going to ask our students, what is Skills USA?
I guess I'll start. Skills USA is a leadership organization ran by the students, and the advisors push us through and help us out. We do a lot of fundraising, community service, and just try to help out around the world.
Now, how did you hear about Skills? Now, tell us your name first.
I'm Heather Lowen. I'm the president of our team.
So Heather's president. Now, Heather, how did you find out about Skills USA?
I remember my first year at BOCES last year. I was a junior in high school, and we do a meeting. Well, the Skills does a meeting, just try to bring in more people. And I remember thinking, this isn't for me. I don't want to do this. I don't think I should be part of it. And once I got started in it and I became an officer, it was so much fun.
So what was one of your favorite projects that you did last year, when you first became a member?
Last year, I think the community service, helping out at lunchboxes and stuff, is really fun. And a lot of people don't realize what they can give to the world. And when you go and help other people, it's a big surprise to see that when you're at something like a lunchbox in Poughkeepsie, you see whole families coming in, and it just feels good to help someone else.
I'm going to ask you one more question, Heather, before moving on. Heather, tell me your program of study at BOCES.
I study graphic design and communication at BOCES.
And does communication have anything to do with radio?
A little bit, yeah.
So have you been on the radio before? Is this?
I've been on the radio once before. I like talking in public. I like speaking to others.
Good, good. All right, now we're going to move on to our other student, and her name is Tori Rose, and she's the vice president. So we've got a lot of presidential power in this room. So both of you will be able to get the answers right, of course, in our presidential brainiac.
Let's hope so.
So, Tori, how did you first find out about Skills USA?
Like Heather said, last year there was a beginning meeting with last year's senior officers. They just stated their positions and their names, and they talked all about the skills and what skills can offer to us. And then at the end of the meeting, I remembered them saying, if you want to be one of us, one of these officers, just sign up and you can campaign for it. So that always interested me. I actually ran against Heather for president, even though she was my best friend. She won, but that's okay.
Did you vote for her?
It's not voted by students. It's not a popularity contest. It's who can offer the most to other people, like who can help lead, actually. So she won.
So how is the selection process done for president and vice president?
We get a teacher recommendation from a teacher, parent, or friend recommendation. They write out a little essay about it. We personally write an essay on what we can offer to Skills and why we should be Skills president or Skills vice president, secretary, anything. And they're submitted to one of the advisors, and the advisors have a meeting and read them over and then go over it and decide who should be one of the officers.
Actually, I was surprised on how they ran it. When I first ran for president, it was run very strict. I felt like I was running for a job on Wall Street. I was interviewed multiple times, kind of coming up with anything you can come up with, any past services. Like, I did Girl Scouts when I was in kindergarten, first grade. I had to bring that up. anything we could get to put forward, we had to pull that out.
What were some of the other community service things that you did after Girl Scouts?
I was part of Pony Club for quite a few years. I did a lot of stuff like that. Training, teaching students how to ride, running summer camps, and in the horse world.
Huh. So now, how many advisors? You said the advisors are the ones that select the president and vice president. Is that right?
Yes.
And how many advisors are there? Five?
Five
advisors.
Eight
advisors. And are these advisors are all teachers at BOCES?
They're all teachers for a different trade at BOCES.
And is any of them in your division?
Two of them are in ours.
Yeah. Two of our teachers are advisors, Mr. Lawson and Mr. Robichaud. They're our advisors. There's also Mr. Kelly, who does law enforcement. Ms. Myers and Ms. Baylog, they do cosmetology. Chef Tierney for culinary arts. Mr. Conti from Small Engines.
Now,
and Ms. Wilhite, she teaches
MSD. How can we forget Ms. Wilhite? She helps us out a lot.
She's our advisors of the officers.
Now, we do have two advisors with us, but we're going to try to get as many of the questions answered by the students as possible today, because it is one of their skills to learn how to communicate and give us answers. So if you don't know any answer, we've got the two advisors standing right behind you to hit you over the head, share that knowledge with you. So now, is this a national organization or is it only to BOCES?
This is a
national organization known by vocational schools, colleges, and 1,100 businesses in the United States.
And do they, these other organizations of Skills USA, have you met with any of the other students?
Once a year, we go to state competition, and we compete against multiple other students from around the state, and then whoever wins in states goes on to nationals, and in this process you're competing against students from all over, all other skills students dressed in the skills attire, and they're all kind of, it's really fun. It's not as strict as it seems. We all had a great time. We just came back from states last month.
How did you do?
We were delegates. We almost had the opportunity to move on to nationals until they changed the rule on us, telling us seniors couldn't go. But we almost made it. There was two junior officers that went with us. They were nominated to be our state delegate.
From the state of New York.
From the state of New York. There's 11 delegates from the state of New York to go on to nationals in Kansas City. But they backed down to kind of help out the team because we have to raise money. We do tons of fundraisers to try to get skills started. Also, we can raise money so all these students can go to competition. So they backed down to help out other people. If anybody won first place in their trade, then they can move on to nationals in Kansas City. So they helped out the club a lot by doing that.
So now let me just get an idea of this competition. So you're competing in your area, so yours would be communication and graphic
your
design.
Trade.
Yes.
And what we tell the students is when you get up there, when you're already going to states, you're already the best of the best. To be chosen to go up there, you already know you succeeded. So if you don't win, it's not a big deal. We just have a good time doing it.
Do you remember how many students went from the whole state?
From the whole state?
There's got to be thousands of people there.
Thousands and thousands of people.
That were at this competition?
We meet in Syracuse.
There's a, I don't know, there's like a stadium. Or actually, it was a hockey stadium. An ice rink. They had chairs and chairs upon, like, the ice rink. They put a floor on it. But then there's also tons and tons of people in the stands. Like, any organization, like BOCES and types of organizations and vocational organizations in New York met to go here. So there's tons and tons of people. It was amazing going there.
Now, I want to step back a little bit. I just thought of a question about the age level of this. You both started as juniors.
Yes.
Can you be younger when you start in this program, or is it mostly juniors and seniors?
I think it's mostly high school
students.
It's
mostly juniors and seniors. It depends. Whoever goes to these vocational schools, like some people are sophomores and they're able to go to BOCES because they're graduating early, so it all depends.
But basically it's juniors and seniors, high school students.
Majority, and it's majority. In a lot of colleges too.
So let me find out some more things. Do you have any other achievements besides you were selected to go to states? Is that right?
Yes.
And who selects you? Your advisor?
Our advisor selected four of us to go up to Syracuse for state delegates.
And now, once you get selected, and you said that seniors weren't able to compete in the...
We seniors can go up to compete each teacher from a certain trade picks students from their class that they believe should go if there's a competition for that. For, say, our communication classes, one of our advisors, who's also just a teacher, he chose two of our students, Jeff and Nick, to go up and compete in filming. And last year they won, and they continued on to nationals. And this year they went up. They didn't win anything, but they just had a good time.
So how many students went from Dutchess County BOCES?
This year there's 27 students going to states.
Sounds like a lot. No wonder there were thousands. And that was all of the counties, all of New York State.
Yeah, we talked to one of the schools. They actually had 103 students from their schools going to the competition. So we thought that was crazy.
Yeah, I want to know some. I need to know some. Rotary is a community service organization. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about Rotary? Have you met with Rotary? Have you gone to visit?
The Arlington Rotary Club. Yeah.
She was also a student of the month. I'm sorry. She was a student of the month recently.
Tori was student of the month.
Yes.
Yeah, I was student of the month in February, and I actually met with the Arlington Rotary Club. They gave me a savings bond just for all my community services and efforts in school and good deeds.
How were you selected as student of the month?
It has to be a teacher recommendation, just like everything else in Dutchess. But they recommended me to be student of the month and gave it to Mr. Schroen. Mr. Schroen approved of them. I work closely with Mr. Schroen, so he can approve a
he's
lot of
the
our
BOCES
community
principal.
Service. Yeah, he's the principal of BOCES. He works closely with me so we can pick out fundraisers and new community service ideas and plans for field day or whatever. So he also recommended me and sent it to the Arlington Rotary Club, and they selected me to be the student of the month of February. So.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
We have two wonderful students here, both from BOCES, and they're both involved in the Skills USA program, which is done in trade, vocational schools, and colleges throughout the United States.
Yes.
There are over 1,000 businesses also that participate in this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've learned so far from Heather and Tori. And we're going to have Heather and Tori come back in a minute, but we're going to talk to their advisors for a minute, and their advisors are, so just switch, their advisors that we have with us today are Michael Kelly and Sharon Myers, and their both titles are skill advisor, right? Is that correct? You're both
yes,
skills advisors?
That's correct.
And so as an advisor, what is your role in this group?
Just basically to help all the students be able to run their meetings and in any other way that we can share and help. This year, because I teach security and law enforcement, I got to help their parliamentarian a little bit more, be able to run the meetings under Robert's Rules and Parliamentary Procedures.
Had you ever heard of Robert's Rules?
Yes, we had to learn about Robert's Rules because we needed to stricken up our clubs. It actually helped us a lot because now we're more organized in what we do, and it was just a really big help, so you have to thank Mr. Kelly for that.
I remember the first meeting we used Robert's Rule. I was thinking to myself, this is crazy. What are we doing? But the more and more we used it, it really straightened things out because before it was like, okay, no, now you stand up and you talk. But now it's okay. It's an organized way to run things and who stands up and who talks when about what.
I remember first having to write it because I'm also secretary of this organization. The first time we ever used it, I had to write out a script. Now Heather says this and stands up and then sits down after she's done saying this. So it was really funny, but now we got the hang of it, and now we're teaching it to our afternoon officers, and hopefully they'll get the hang of it too.
I'm sorry, afternoon officers? What is?
There's AM BOCES and PM BOCES. It's the same skills organization, but there's just morning classes and afternoon classes. And we're the senior officers because we go to AM BOCES, and there's junior officers in the afternoon who attend. So there's...
Yeah, it's the same program, but for one is in the morning for seniors and the afternoon is for juniors.
And do they get together at all, both programs? Do they merge in the middle or something? Or?
What, twice a year?
Yeah, a couple times we met up.
If there's any special events, we'll get together, or certain kids will stay together. We were junior officers last year, too, and we just continued and stayed in it for seniors.
And they also get together with the junior officers to help them transition right to their senior year.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that transition. If they're in separate groups, they can't really shadow you. They can't watch you.
We go to their meetings in the afternoons and kind of help them out. And they've gone to one of ours to kind of watch how we run the meetings. At the beginning of the year, when we first taught them how to be officers, we went in the afternoon and ran their first meeting for them, and they kind of shadowed us on that. And if they need any help, we were gladly to always go in the afternoon to help them out even more.
Okay. Now, Sharon, I want to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, were you with this group last year as well?
No, I just started this year, so I was not with them last year.
So your first year of working with them, what is your impression of them?
Well,
of this program and of the students individually?
I'm actually a very big believer of the program, going through it myself when I was at BOCES a long time ago.
Were you an officer too?
I was a president then, and I was also a New York State parliamentarian. So I just know that they can go a long way with the leadership ability that they will get from this, have more ethics in work. I find as a teacher in the program that my skills, kids are usually above the top. They're usually the students that work harder. And through the program, it's just really good that they learn the more of the value that they need to go out into the working world.
So, and let's go back to the Skills USA. Anybody at BOCES, and this we're talking about Dutchess County BOCES, anybody there can join in the, if they're a junior or senior, or
any
junior or senior can join this program. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyone can join, but we do have strict rules. This isn't just like a free club. You have to be good in grades. You have to participate in class. You have to have a good attitude. We only want the best of the best. We don't want people with poor attitudes.
The members or teachers have the right to take them out of the club at any time, any moment. If you have one slip up and you're falling behind, the teacher can pull you right away. And students were based on a national level. Once you become a skills member, you're entered into the computer on a national level, on a national database, so people all around the world know you're part of Skills USA.
Now, what are some of the local businesses? You said there's over 1,000 businesses involved. Just give me a couple of examples of local businesses. Do you have any BOCES?
No, I'm not really sure what businesses. Mr. Risco might even know better than we are as Rotary how they participate with us directly. Oh, I'm sorry. How they participate with us directly. The figure that she's giving you is a national figure, so there are some big companies that are involved with Skills.
Okay.
I mean, not only being a business involved, but I know when I fill out applications at jobs and resumes and when I put Skills USA on it, and being a president and being the leader, people look at it better. They put you above the rest. Applications, yours gets put on top compared to all the others.
There's actually some colleges that if they see Skills on your application, they move your applications right to the top of the pile, especially culinary. The Culinary Institute of America, right here in Poughkeepsie, if they see Skills on your resume, they actually put your application on the top and interview you first before other students because they know about Skills and they know enjoy all the skills that people have.
Well, boy, this is very interesting, and I didn't know anything about Skills USA, especially here at Dutchess County BOCES. We have it. We have got some wonderful students and advisors that we've been talking to. But right now, we're taking a quick break for Presidential Brainiac. And we have two questions, and then afterwards we're going to ask the students to stay and help me interview our next guest. So the first question, which First Lady ordered the first set of china for the White House? No, what? No, nobody knows that answer?
Dolly Madison.
Oh, very good guess. It was Elizabeth Monroe, the wife of James Monroe.
Close. We were close.
She placed her order in 1817 with Daggety Honorant of Paris.
Excuse me, you promised these would be easy questions.
Well, let's try this next one. Which First Lady rescued Gilbert Stuart's portrait of George Washington from the White House in 1814? You all know your presidential candidate. and I think I heard you say this name before.
Dolly Madison?
Oh my gosh, you're correct.
I knew she was
The rescue of the portrait that would one day grace the $1 bill occurred as the British were attempting to burn down the White House during the War of 1812. Very good, students. Very good.
I'm glad she didn't say Dolly Parton.
All right, students are going to stay, and then we have another guest whose name is Joseph Gatto, and he is the owner and operator of Drums to Go. So, students, you can stay right here and help. Joseph, come on. And he is got a program that's called Drums to Go, and we're going to find out all about this Drums to Go. So, Joseph, what is Drums to Go?
Drums to Go is actually I bring the music out to the public.
You bring the music, the drums, too?
As far as the drums, yes. Mm-hmm. I go out there and do sort of community events, birthday parties for kids, but a lot of, whether it was Mended Hearts or different organizations, I go out there and just put the drums out and let the kids enjoy themselves.
Well, so let's you just said something about Mending Hearts. What is that organization?
Mended Hearts, we are a support group for heart patients, anybody that had either a heart attack or a heart event. And what we do is we go into the hospital, and I'm a member of Mended Hearts. I was born with a heart condition and had open heart surgery, and we're a support group. So we go into the hospital. I'm a registered I'll go in and talk to people going into surgery or coming out of surgery. And so we're very supportive because we've all been in the same thing together.
So you think of going into a hospital as a quiet environment, and you play your drums in the hospital?
Oh, no. The drums come in is when I go to the camp for the kids that we have a camp that we sponsor through our donations.
Oh, for the kids of heart?
For the kids of heart, yeah. They have heart problems. They had open heart surgery, all sorts of different things like that. And I go there and do drum circles with them. We go there once a year to support them, give them money, because every kid that wants to go to that camp can go free of charge.
Tell us a little bit about a drum circle. What is a drum circle?
Well, drum circle, there's so many different ways you can talk about a drum circle, but basically it's just a group of people together. It doesn't matter whether you're a drummer. In fact, the people who are novice, it's even better for them. And we just hand out drums and we all play. It's basically, you can call it a rhythm circle or whatever.
All right. Now, Tori's going to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
How did Drums to Go start?
That was really strange. Actually, when my niece comes over to the house with the kids years ago, I've been doing this for eight years now. And what happened was I just started to hand out drums and let the kids bang away and everything. And I said, hey, this is a pretty good idea. Maybe I'll do it for kids' parties. And that's how I started off. And then I got more involved with the community. And then with Mended Hearts and so on and so forth.
What's the largest drum circle you've ever had?
I did a thing across the river. I would say maybe about 40, 50 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Heather has a comment.
Sure.
How has this helped you in your life? Like, how has the drumming grown on you?
Well, born with a heart condition, that really led me to develop myself into music. And because I really couldn't play baseball, football, or anything like that, little leagues and stuff. So music was a big part of my life, and the drumming was something I can do by myself, and then I started getting in bands and so on and so forth, and that's how I stuck with music all my life. Music is very therapeutic. It helps me with stress and so on and so forth.
Does it regulate the heartbeat with the drums? I got a certain...
Yes, you can. There are people who actually, certain rhythms can change, bring your blood pressure down, and actually change the whole way your body.
So it's more than just striking the drum head. It's also the rhythm.
Yes. And, you know, there's something about touching, especially a hand drum versus a drum set. When you play it, it just vibrates right through your whole system.
So you're saying a hand drum is one that you
hand
play with your
hands?
Hand
drum is like African djembe or a conga or something like that. Because music is just in our system. I mean,
it's in our soul, right.
Is that so?
The hand drums, use mostly hand drums then in these drum circles?
Yes, okay. Basically. Yeah.
Heather, do you have a question?
I was just going to ask you when you started playing the drums. I didn't catch that before.
Oh, well, I started with the pots and pans when I was knee high, and then I moved from pots and pans to like little drum sets and so on and so forth.
Did you play other instruments?
Oh, no. Just percussion.
Do you believe that the drums and the music will help other children?
Yes.
Like
yes. Music helps everybody. I mean, just like a music therapist and so on and so forth. When I bring the drums out there, and whether I'm doing a drum circle for Mended Hearts or whether I'm just putting them out for the community, it's amazing the way the kids light up when they hit those drums. It's like I've seen parents actually taking the kids off, kicking and screaming, not wanting to come off that drum set.
I remember when I was little, my mom used to take away my pans. Now, Mom, you know why I got mad at you.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you girls play an instrument at all?
I played several.
I used to play the clarinet and the flute, but I kind of got more into sports than instruments.
And what about you, Tori?
Let's see. I've taken lessons on the flute. I've taken lessons on drums, guitar, piano.
There you go.
I don't know. I think that's about it.
Do you think this would be a fun thing to do with a drum circle for one of your community services?
Yeah, I think that would be an excellent idea. Like, I was just thinking about it. Like, we do a lot of community service down the hill with the other students at BOCES.
Special education students
down the hill. And we're always trying to look for more ways to involve them with something and just kind of, like, have fun, like, crafts or anything. And I was just thinking this would be, like, a really good idea for them.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. I think you should pursue that.
I've done drum circles with Anderson School. I've done it with mental health associations and so on and so forth. It works wonders. It's amazing.
So drum circles can be for any age and any skill level? Do you have to have any knowledge about it?
I love it when you don't have any skill because you play more from the heart, you know, than rather than try to say, oh, look at how fast I can play and how loud I can play. When you're a novice, it works beautifully.
So when you take a group of novices and you do a drum circle, they're all playing at a different beat, or do they get somehow, they click and they all start playing at the same speed?
It depends on how you're going to do it. I've done it for daycare centers and camps and everything. And sometimes you start a rhythm and everybody hooks up. And sometimes I'll split the group up into sections and everybody has their own parts. But it intertwines like a polyrhythm. But usually it just takes on a whole sort of rhythm of itself. It'll go fast, it'll go slow, it'll go anywhere people want to take it, and it's pretty cool.
And you, when you're doing this, when you're doing a drum circle, do you just use one kind of drum, or is it a variety of drums in the
variety.
Circle? A variety.
Congas, African djembe, shakers, all sorts of, practically anything you can get your hands on. You can use a pot and pan, doesn't matter.
That's great. What do you girls think about this?
I love this idea because, like, you know, music's like the most universal thing, like, even the best, like, the worst enemies can, like, come together and, like, still have a common interest in music, and anybody can play music or listen to music. I think it's great.
So when's the next one?
Actually, I'm doing a Relay for Life up at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds for kids with cancer, and I got a couple other benefits coming up. That's just one of them.
Do you have a story that you can tell us about someone who was, you were talking about mending hearts, but any kind of story about, some heartfelt story about an example of a drum circle that helped
people?
Well,
sometimes it's not only the drum circle, it's the way the kids are looking forward to it. I mean, I've done so many events, whether it's, mended hearts or autism and stuff like that, and where the parents and people would come to me and say, my kid was waiting for you to come, and they said, hey, are the drums going to be there? You know, and they're waiting for that. And it's really nice when, you know, somebody wants you, you know, to actually play.
Where are you located?
Well, I'm located, I'm opening up a studio. I'm getting involved with some people at Violet Avenue on 9G.
And there's a school right there, Violet Avenue School, so you could go.
Yeah, well, we're right over there by the Dunkin' Donuts, just north of the Dunkin' Donuts. We're just starting the.
Well, I think our students want to have a drum circle at the. Where did you want to have it?
At our next meeting, you know.
At your next meeting.
There you go. There you go.
Tell everybody to bring a pan in, and.
I have a lot of drums to go around. Believe me.
We're big.
Okay.
Then
you're going to have to bring some of your own.
Bring some cups, anything. Maracas, pans, pots.
That's it. Yep.
Well, I think we've made a connection here. I think we're going to have some drum circles. And if Joseph can't come, you can do it on your own. Roger just interrupted me in my middle of wrap-up. I mean, you know, some executive producer. 1 minute. I got the 1 minute. So we should ask Roger a question just to make his life difficult here. But so we've been talking to Joseph, and Joseph has a drum circle or organization. His organization exactly. What's your exact name?
Drums to Go.
Drums to Go. So Drums to Go. And You can bring your own drums, the drums to go, and have your own drum circle. We also have been talking to two advisors and two students from Skills USA, which is a program at Dutchess County BOCES. And this is your host, Scott Meyer. Rotarians are all over the place. Remember, Rotary District 7210. And listen next week. Thank you very much. Signing off.
And you are listening to the heart and soul of American music, WHVW. It's 1230.